You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Parklands Foundation presents Wandering in Woodford, coming up Sunday, June 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parklands board member Jessica Chambers says the event highlights Letcher Basin's prairie and all the wildlife it has to offer. It's an open house style event.
At noon, we are going to have a hike that's going to go down to Wyatt's Ford. So if you want to hike, then be there at least by noon. But the rest of the time, yeah, we have different people stationed to talk about different things about Letcher Basin.
Well, what is Letcher Basin?
So Letcher Basin is this beautiful area. It is a preserve that the Parklands Foundation takes care of. It's about 200 acres in Woodford County along the Mackinac River. I always think it's kind of neat because you drive down this road and there's a lot of trees and some homes, and then it opens up into this sweeping vista and this prairie that Parklands has spent the last several years trying to reestablish. It was farm, and now it's prairie, and it's just this beautiful vista of prairie. And there's a Burroughs Savanna they're working on that's towards the west. And there's all the way up by the river, there's a bald eagle nest, and it's just marvelous. We were out there the other night, and there were deer frolicking in the field. It's just...
It's like a Disney movie.
It, you know what? I think people sometimes say, oh, Illinois is boring, or, you know, it's all flat. And no, it's not. Illinois is a beautiful state with so many things to see. And Letcher Basin, I think at Parklands, we like to call it like a crown jewel. And it's like 30 minutes away from Bloomington Normal.
Well, you're also, as you said, you have a hike to Wyatt's Ford.
Right.
That's going to go on at noon.
Uh-huh.
And people get to know some river creatures and birds. Now, you just mentioned bald eagles.
Right.
What other kind of river creatures and birds could we spot?
You see mud puppies. I know river otters have been seen on the river. The Mackinac River is one of the more pristine rivers in the state. You can see on some of the different preserves that Parklands has blue herons. They
oh,
have
beautiful.
Rookeries on the... So there's a mussels also, and we're hopefully Eric Smith will be there that day, and he'll share his knowledge about mussels.
You're also going to have some children's activities. What are those?
We really want to get the kids to connect with nature and kind of maybe explain it on a level that they can understand, you know. So we do have... We have Matt Fraker there that will talk about the birds, and Don Schmidt that will talk about the plants.
Dina Green,
yeah. So they'll be there. But also, we just want to also gear some of that nature towards the kids and get them involved. So, I mean, they can easily hike it. And I think, you know, seeing things like mussels is, you know, any age can see how cool that is. But, yeah, so we'll have different activities geared towards younger kids.
You're also going to give people opportunities to learn about how they could become volunteers.
Yes.
For the Parklands.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
So we're kind of vamping up our volunteer information. We have a volunteer coordinator. And Linda will be out there, you know, talking about what volunteers do at Parklands. We also have two of our wonderful volunteers. There are volunteer stewards for Letcher Basin, and they've been working out there for several years. It's a great time if you've ever wanted to volunteer to meet these people that give their time to Parklands.
This sounds like this will be a great event for the whole family.
It's definitely family-oriented, and it'd be wonderful if people brought out their picnic lunch. There's some other things. They can bring out their camera, like I said, their binoculars. They should bring out sunscreen or bug spray.
Absolutely,
and
sunscreen.
It's June 3rd, 10 to 1, so you don't, and it's in a basin, so it's hard to predict what that temperature is going to be. But well, we always suggest, like, good, solid shoes, you know, like
hiking shoes.
Yeah, not a sandal.
No flip-flops.
Not a flip-flop, not an open, you know, not even the sandals, because, you know, sticks can poke you. And then also, I think a light, long pants, that's a smart move. So I think for Parklands, it is important for us to share and educate the public and say, hey, this is why we're taking care of it. This is why this preserve deserves protection. So if you've ever wondered, like, what's Parklands or what are some of the other preserves, this is really your opportunity to come out and to learn more and to really see how beautiful your own central Illinois is.
That's Jessica Chambers, a board member of the Parklands Foundation, which presents Wandering in Woodford Sunday, June 3rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's suggested that you leave your pets and strollers at home. I'm Laura Kennedy.